I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Oh, no intro music needed this week.
I gotcha.
You gonna sing it yourself?
Yeah, Ryan in his bag.
Hey. He's like, oh yeah, I got a secondary career. Oh man, welcome back to Coolin' Out. Another week doing it again.
Yeah, another dollar. Another dollar.
We can't say that. That's like the sign of us getting old.
Yeah.
Another day, another dollar.
What I said Sunday? Oh yeah, hip.
No. So, hold on, I gotta take, because we go to Ray's house, right? To do, everybody on the podcast knows Ray. Anyway, Ray has a new company, Let's Labor. So we went through, show love, did some interviews for it, whatever. So I'm driving Kev home, right? And we're talking about how Brooklyn's up and coming, the neighborhoods, and how they're changing. And Kev kept saying, yeah, this neighborhood's really hip. So, listen, I ignored it the first time. I just ignored it. Then he's like, yeah, a lot of restaurants, they're hip. Second time, I'm like, this nigga, why do you keep saying this? Third time, he's like, yeah, it's a couple of hip restaurants. I'm like, he was literally like trying to force hip on me. And I was like, nigga, stop saying that. Like, yeah, that neighborhood's kind of hip. And I was like, you look at that Google Maps too
much.
You know, you look at restaurants in the neighborhood, like, oh yeah, hip, upscale, trendy.
They use trendy.
Like,
that's what
they use, like those kind of characteristics. And Kev just kept trying to drop hip, and I was like,
it didn't feel right.
Nah,
I just like yet. I kept overlooking it. He kept saying it.
He wanted a reaction at
it. Nah, he was trying to get a hip off for real. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna hit him with this hip real quick.
Watch Jarrell start saying it too. Give him a couple of months.
Yo, I was saying that shit last night.
I will never say it again.
Dying. I was just dying laughing last night. I was thinking about that shit because he literally was like, yeah, that neighborhood's pretty hip, and I was like, alright. Yeah, nah, kind of hip over there. Cool, Kev. I got you.
Kev, you gotta. It's lit. It's lit.
That sound even more force coming from me.
You see? But that's what the kids are saying these days.
Yeah. But, guess we're on the weeks real quick. How was your week?
It was, so far so good. Work is whatever, but it was
that's real though.
It really is. I don't even count work.
That's real.
But the boy I mentor for Big Brothers Big Sisters, hey, actually shout. He hit me. Yeah, shout out to them. He hit me up Sunday, called me like, yo, can we go to Applebee's? And I was like, are you having like a rough time? Like, usually if I go to Applebee's, it's for a couple of drinks. So he was like, I wanted to go to Applebee's. So I said fine. So we went yesterday, and he was like, I have a bully at school, and I don't know how to handle him. I said, well, did you beat his ass yet? And he was like, no, but he keeps hitting me. And he like he makes fun of my head size.
Well, how old is he?
He's 12. So I was like, in the back of my mind, I was like, damn, like I remember when I was young getting bullied and like what I would want to hear. And I was, I told him kind of the generic one, like, well, you shouldn't fight. Like, don't be violent. You know, like, ask him why he hit you.
Keep a raise under like, your tongue.
Yeah. You know, like, like, what happened? But then I was like, if he hits him, as a man, you should learn, like, if someone touches you or puts hands on you, you hit him back. So I told him, like, yo, just hit him in the middle of the chest once.
Great mentor.
That's it. And then walk away. Like, just walk away. And then if he says something, just make fun of him. Like, it. That's the way I learned. I just make fun of you until you start crying. So it was a 360. Like when we eat in Buffalo Wings, he's just like, have you ever been bullied? I was like, yeah. And he was like, what do you? What did you do? And I was like, well, I fought once. Because he just was going too overboard. And then the second time I asked him, like, why are you making fun of me? And we actually came to an understanding. He's like, well, he keeps hitting me. So I was like, I know he's not listening to the second answer. Mm-hmm. I said, he's only listening to the first. But, yeah, it was just weird. Like, I didn't really know how to answer that in today's world. Like, do you, especially with the way kids act now, when with bullying? Like, if you hit him, is he going to, like, wild out on him? Like, the kid for hitting him back?
He could. Either that or be a constant punching bag, though.
That's what I told him. I was like, every day, if he's hitting you every day, you know, you're going to have to stop. You're going to have to do something. Yeah. Teachers weren't doing nothing. He said he told his teachers. And his mom said, hit that nigga back.
Depend on how big the boy is. These 12-year-olds be fucking huge.
Nah, he said, that's what I asked him. I was like, is he bigger than you? Is he smaller? Like, give me his.
You got to know these things.
Because I'm not going to tell you to fuck him up. And he's
what's his weight class?
His weight class, you know. He's a little,
he heavyweight, you junior lightweight and shit.
Junior lightweight.
Just transfer, dog.
Yeah, just transfer, dog.
MTA still give out those Metro cards for kids to go to school wherever they want in the city.
For that bully to take it?
No, there's only 3 rides on it.
That's enough for you to get to another school.
Get to another school. Nah, he's not that tight either. He'll fight back. And I'm sure. Okay. I told him today too. I was like, listen, if you want me to go over there and like, cause I look little too. Like, if you want me to just act like a little kid for you, like, I'll act like it. But
you want me to act like a little kid for you.
But it just made me think about how these kids act today.
These kids is wild.
Wow. Yeah,
different,
like,
world. Holy
different man. World. You know, it made me think, like, when I was growing up, I used to always think I'd be the type of father that, like, if my kid told me, like, someone's picking on him, I'd be the one to be like, who? What the fuck? And run him to the school.
Yeah.
Nowadays, these kids is fucking huge. Like, who? Get your ass beat.
You talking about him?
By 12-year-old. How embarrassing.
Talking about the boy behind him, right? not that man that's right
that
there.
That man in 8th grade.
Oh, shit. Nah, but that happened yesterday. So, I was thinking about it at night. So, that was my week so far.
Gotcha.
Wow.
I mean, mine is
working, whatever. Yeah, like, I ain't changing kids' life.
Nah,
so.
I didn't do anything. I mean, we went to Kev's party on Saturday.
That was life changing. That was life changing.
Together at his spot,
had some moonshine.
You know, boy, try to hold down a beer pong table for a little bit.
We took them dudes right off the table.
You did?
Me and Shafin, yeah.
Oh,
I don't like Shafin though.
They got back on.
They did.
Yeah. No way. You took them off. Was that after or before?
We played flip cup.
I had my little rain on the
lady
table.
Me and my lady had a little rain.
Oh yeah, I did.
We had a four game win streak. You know, we was killing out there for a little bit.
Oh, I thought y'all was on the table the whole time.
They came back, took it back from us.
That's why.
You know, we were doing our thing for a little. Then you know, we got bored.
Yeah, y'all needed to rest your legs.
You know, when you win in so much,
you want to give others a chance.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? I can kind of somewhat understand like how athletes. Like me, just like the Warriors, for example, when you're winning all the time, how you really just be like, whatever. Because like the first game we played, we wanted to beat the hell out of them. Like, because like,
I'm sorry, did he compare himself to the Warriors?
No, I know what he means. I know what he means. Like and you start challenging yourself.
He's like, literally start locking it. I was like, like breathing and shit, like trying to get the arc on the ball, everything.
You start taking shots like you're hot.
So yeah. That last game, I was like, cool.
Not steady form. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Nah, I hear you, though. I do. The second game, I was kind of like that too with Shafin, but we just kept hitting them. Yeah. We just kept hitting them. But it was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you guys for coming.
I had a lot of fun.
It was a nice, good get together.
Mm-hmm. Word. Did you have some of my moonshine?
You brought moonshine?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't see the moonshine? We all had. Oh.
You might have left already.
Okay.
Yeah, gave him some moonshine. We all got.
I saw Kev the next day.
Oh yeah,
looked like he had some moonshine.
Yeah,
God, I walked to the Rays place. Kev was sitting on the couch, just slumped, like.
Trying to figure out where life is. And no, I had a lot of fun. That was super fun. Mm-hmm. It was super. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Next time, we got to invite all the guests to your crib. Say Kev at the door. You get in real quick.
It's cool. Kev got the security camera.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. You can see.
Walk away.
Yeah. Dave, turn down the bell. Yeah, that's it. Just turn down
just
that.
Pull out the wall.
You could do that. You could turn the bell down. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing.
Word. I need to figure if I can do that because my shit is loud as fuck. That shit sound like a siren every time someone rang the doorbell. That shit is like, you can't miss it. Like, there's no excuses. You never miss it.
Pandemic.
Especially like when UPS come and they push that shit more than once to get in the building. I'm like, nigga, relax.
You got people from upstairs telling you, like, yo, they here for you.
That shit loud as fuck. I gotta find a way. No, I'm gonna look into that. Because first I thought that shit was cool. I was like, oh shit, we got a little video intercom.
Three
day,
rings later
day, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm in the middle of a nap. Niggas waking me up.
It's better than it's better than Parchester.
Yeah.
You hear the whole situation. Oh, in the back. Nah, we have fun.
But y'all want to talk about Atlanta?
Do we? Nah. That was a good episode though.
No, yeah, it was a good episode.
Did you?
Have you seen any of the season? You saw season one?
Of course I did.
How did season one end?
With him
locked in his storage unit?
Yeah, the entire episode he's looking for the keys to his storage unit. Yep. So that included an Uber driver that he went to his house, and the Uber driver got shot by police. Ended up him going to strip club. I forgot where it ended up being. Remember at the end, Van asked him if he wants. She tells him, you know, you could stay, right? And he says, yeah, but he declines. And Elevators by Outkast plays. And you see him walking. And then he goes to the storage unit. And it closes.
Okay.
But this show's not... the plot doesn't even seem to matter. It just... Like, this first episode is just wild. And that's why I like this show. You just hop in and out. It's, like, unconventional.
It was so weird.
The first... Like, you want us to, like... You don't...
Nah, go ahead. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. New segment.
Close your ears. Yeah, Cat Williams pops up as his uncle.
Yeah, that was uncle,
Because
it was a good character.
His aunt was in trouble.
His aunt was kidnapped and called the called Paperboy.
But Paperboy's on house arrest. Yeah, so Ern goes by to give Cat Williams some money.
Yeah.
But the aunt calls the cops. And then
he's like on probation too. Like, so I don't know why he's on probation. Like, it was kind of funny. There was like, he had to go to, like, Childish Gambino had to go to these classes and like had to pay because he was on probation. But they were like, if you don't go to any of these classes, you're going to go back to trial and you're going to go back to jail. But then he's like, but if I pay all these classes, do I have to still go? And she's like, don't be asking me no dumb questions. Like, and he's just like, all right. So then the thing with Kevin Hart was like the cops were involved. So he's trying not to get in trouble.
With Kevin Hart?
Cat Williams.
I was like, shit.
Imagine.
I said, this is a crazy episode. Kevin Hart, that motherfucker too?
Nah, it was just the beginning, like, with the kids. I didn't get that.
Because season two is called Robin season.
But they, like, the beginning, there's these two kids. You know who TK, Tech 9, or TK 9, he has, like...
TK. The Rays? He's the kid that's, like, wanted for murder? Something like that?
Well, he's in jail.
Oh.
He's in jail already.
But TAY-K? Oh.
Nope.
Okay.
So he... There's these two kids that are just talking about going to get weed at like a food spot.
While he plays FIFA. Like two friends talking while one plays FIFA. Just, you wouldn't expect anything.
And he goes, he orders the shit. And then like when the guy's giving him the food, they just pop out with masks and like shoot up the restaurant.
That's why I love that show.
It's just random. Like I didn't expect that.
I did not either.
And the dude stole the fucking... drugs from there.
But I guess that sets the tone for the season.
Yeah, it's just everyone's trying to eat. Oh, because it's Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Christmas time, so everyone's trying to get money in. So that's what this whole season is based on. Like, everyone's trying to be all right, I guess.
Gotcha. It's Christmas season. It's March.
The show. No, Atlanta.
I know what I'm saying, like...
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess it goes with the Robin, like, concept. Yeah.
Okay.
But so far, so good.
Yeah.
It's been one episode, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What day does it come out?
Thursday.
Okay, I got some time.
Nah, we'll watch a few later. Wait later.
Nah, because then I already know what's going to happen by then.
Oh, yeah.
Before, like, the reason why I didn't watch before is because I didn't watch no episodes. And people try talking about it. I was like, I really don't care. So then when you like people talked about it, I just would zone out. So I really didn't hear anything. And then I watched the entire season straight. But now I'm already invested in it, so now I can't hear anything. Like, it's first, I really don't care. I watch and I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
But
no, it's different when
you watch it. These descriptions don't do it justice, though. It was a really good episode.
I have to catch it.
I'm excited for it.
And you want to talk about...
Did you see him in the New Yorker? Childish?
Is that what he's posing? Like, this guy looking like...
They do like a long profile, and he just talks about how smart he is and how people don't deserve this art.
Oh,
talks about white
young
people.
Kanye.
It's a pretty good read.
Yeah? I got to read it.
Yeah.
Young Kanye. People don't deserve his art?
He's like, yeah, he asks, do they deserve it? Yeah.
I mean.
And he's talking about what would happen if he was white. If the interviewer was black, would they be interacting differently? Would they understand each other on a different level? It's pretty interesting.
Okay, he's having the conversation, I guess.
Yeah.
I wish I was an artist. You can just say whatever the fuck you want. And just start making, like, whatever, like, just reversing everything and then being like, that's creative.
No, if you have time, he did a profile on
it. I'll read it.
It's long, though. That's what I'm saying. It's long.
No, I'm going to read it on my commute home.
Me, too.
I want to see. I want to see what he's talking about.
I'm interested, especially after all that happened, like when he was retiring.
Oh yeah.
Like I hate this I'm retiring now, but then you come out with an album like 6 months later.
But that's why you do it.
Is it work anymore?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know.
I mean, there's really no way to tell because your numbers are gonna be your numbers, so it wasn't like we would know what the numbers would have been, you know?
If you didn't do
it. If you didn't say you were retiring.
Because he has a fan base. Like, he has a huge fan base. So I didn't think he needed to say, I'm going to retire. He could have just not.
Maybe he really felt it. He has so many different, like, passions. So I could see him getting bored, and maybe he felt that way. And
yeah.
Who knows? At least he gave us Redbone.
I'm glad he gave us Royalty. That mixtape is fire. First time I heard Nipsey Hussle and Schoolboy Q. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but I'm excited to see what this season's about. There's no new shows out.
No,
it's just Atlanta holding down the fort until my boo boo Issa Rae get back on TV.
Oh yes, Insecure, Team Lawrence all day.
She gonna take forever.
Is that this year or next year?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think this summer though. Cause then we have we have Westworld in April.
Power
is back on Optimum.
Oh yeah, that's all y'all.
You should be watching that. Should be watching that.
I forgot you don't watch that show. You got some time on your hands. You gotta watch it. At least watch season one.
You will love it.
The first couple episodes, you just got, you know. But then I'm telling you,
you will love it.
You're gonna be hooked.
Okay.
That shit's fire.
He ain't gonna watch it.
I'll watch it.
You can tell when they yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's my okay when I say I'm gonna watch Marvel shit. Okay. Just watch. I'm gonna surprise you.
I'll let y'all know next episode.
But I did watch Civil War. I said I was gonna watch it and I watched
it.
What do you think?
That shit was fire.
Right
that
where he
shit
is.
Was fire. I was like, oh shit. Yeah. I was in the living room just doing that.
Yeah. It's
so much action.
And it's such a little villain. Like, the villain is so small that he fucked everything up.
Yeah. Now I got to go back and watch Avengers, though. Like, the first one from 2012.
That's good, too.
And then I'm going to start. I don't know what else to watch after that.
Two. Watch two.
Captain America.
There's been two?
Oh, yeah.
Two Avengers?
Yeah.
You see? Guess I got to watch both.
I have it on DVD if you want. Or if you want to watch it on YouTube. On the tube.
Got a laptop. I'll find my way.
Oh, you know all the hip websites?
Roll a dice. See what happens.
Sir, don't be incriminating me.
You know all the hip places?
Oh, man. All right. Who is the king of New York?
Oh, God. So.
Cordy. Nah, I'm
just. Mama.
As far as. Ooh. Musician.
It's not Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Shit. Okay.
It is not.
Nigga almost broke the wood table.
It is not Tekashi 6ix9ine. We can agree.
It's French Montana.
Sounds out.
Who else?
Cardi B. Like, you could have said that.
It's ASAP Ferg.
Are there any qualifications?
Yo, I can't even take you serious.
I'm just naming everybody from ASAP off top Burke. Of my head. That's not
Joey Badass.
What are the qualifications for King?
Word. It's Diddy.
Is there?
That's what I'm asking.
We talking about like active artists.
Cause I don't watch the show anymore because it's trash. But I saw a clip of Everyday Struggle, and then Wayno was like, you know, Wayno was like,
wait, who's the co-host?
I don't know.
Just have, oh, okay.
I don't know. You know who Wayno is though, right?
Dave East manager.
Yeah, he was on, and he was just saying how like you can't like the King of New York is technically like Jay-Z or Diddy. Like you need more stuff under your belt in order for there to be a king, and no one right now has that. Like everyone should just be working towards that. Not saying.
So who's the best? So as far as, because none of the rest of these rappers from New York are really like accomplished like that. But who's the most accomplished out of all of them? Outside of Diddy and Jay-Z, obviously. French Montana.
That's from New York?
French Montana.
I don't know. I saw a post with Joey Badass, and he was like, he has like 8 plaques. He's getting writer's credits on a whole bunch of projects. His project just went, I think, platinum.
Damn. I don't know. I guess so.
It's bleak out
Who
here.
Who the other candidates? Yeah.
French Montana. Davies.
French Montana. Davies.
Don Q.
ASAP Rocky.
That I mean,
ASAP, but he ain't put out something in a minute.
Yeah, he not at.
Ferg out here more popping than him.
You're right.
Like, I don't know. And Wayno said an important thing too. He's like, none of the rappers in New York can sell out the Garden.
That's true.
By themselves.
That's true. I think though, King of New York is a big deal because Jay was the King of New York, but he's also the biggest rapper.
Wait, Cardi can't sell out MSG right now?
Oh, for 2 songs? No, I don't think so.
I don't know. She got a.
She can't do it by herself.
Yeah, you right.
Cardi and Friends.
Maybe Barclays. Maybe Barclays. Maybe not even
in Radio City, maybe.
BB King. BB Kings.
But other than that, I don't see it.
So if you had to pick one, who would be the most accomplished then?
To me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not a favorite.
No, not most accomplished. Because that's what it's about.
Yeah, accolades. Talent,
I guess. I would say Joey, honestly, and he's only 23.
That's a scary thing also. I mean, not scary, but that's just like he says he has all these plaques. I don't know any of them.
I don't either. Like, I don't either. Yeah. Like when you said his name, I was trying to think in my head what his albums did. I just drew a blank.
Yeah.
He probably got some gold albums and platinum singles, I guess.
Yeah, he has to. I mean, I think I forgot the last album he
did. There has to be something we're forgetting. The whole city can't be struggling like this.
Last one went platinum, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, damn. I put some respect on his name.
He's a great lyricist, too. Like, I don't know.
The accomplished? Like, lower than the legends, but higher than the new? He's like, on his level, it's like him, ASAP Ferg, Rocky, French.
I think Davies.
French is
good. But he's slightly less than them, though, in terms of, like, accolades and accolades, really. This is all I got.
Yeah.
Because they're all talented, but yeah.
Fabulous.
Oh, shit. I would say yeah.
Nah.
From a different generation.
Because he's, like, he's, like, a notch below, like, the Jays and the Nas, but he's still higher than
He's very consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
but
he's...
But I don't know. Like, out of these new guys, not even new, but out of these younger cats...
I guess Cats. It is. Yo. They hip.
Same may just be younger cats. Damn, I would have. That's why my mind is just saying French because like he's the most.
He's close to Diddy. He's next to Diddy.
Not even just that, but just like
he got hits.
He got what?
Hits.
Yeah. And he's the most mainstream out of all of them.
But
Joey Badass might be more successful.
Numbers wise.
And he's a better rapper.
That's true. But French probably got more chart.
That's
What the fuck's that shit called?
Billboard? Chart toppers?
Chart topping hits, but not even a topper. I was just saying like
Top 40?
Yeah, his shit probably hit more charts than Joey Badass
that's
did.
True. That's
I be forgetting French even from New York.
He's from the Bronx.
No.
I think he's from like Miami as
well. like all the rest of them like
a Cuban nigga.
Cuban nigga. With those damn hats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, Cardi got it for a minute, but like it ain't like she's doing nothing damn extreme.
It's a diluted crown.
I can name everything I've heard Cardi on one hand. Her two songs.
Motorsport.
Motorsport. She's also on that song with
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, and then that song with what the fuck's his name? That white boy, G Eazy.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah, No shit. Limit.
Five.
Oh yeah, let me put some respect.
And she's on a Spanish song that's doing really well.
If you say,
is it Despacito?
I was gonna say Despacito, but it's not Despacito. Oh. It's some other Spanish guy. I don't know.
All right,
take your word for it.
So five and a half.
So five. I could do it with a hand and a half.
Nah, she can. She need an album.
But it's also she hasn't dropped an album. It's also been what, all within a span of what,
about eight months now.
Damn.
Yeah, all those songs she dropped, and that second song I wasn't really a fan of. It was just more so.
What, with 21?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
It just, but she definitely, that was more like just riding off the wave of, what the fuck's the name of that song?
Bodak Yellow.
Bodak Yellow. Bartier Cardi.
I like that song. I'm trying to figure out who writes her shit, but.
Her. Trust me, yo, my girl listens to, been listening to Cardi mixtapes, like those gangsta, those gangsta bitches, whatever them shit is called. And she plays them shits, and like that's literally how Cardi sounds on those mixtapes, exactly how she sound now. Oh, okay. She's been sounding the same. Okay. I mean, the music got better. Like it's, she probably got a better producer and made some better hooks. But before, she had like a couple of shits where I was like, caught myself rocking, you know, nodding my head in the car, and then slapping myself like, what the fuck are you doing? Get your shit together.
All right, I don't know. I think it's too soon.
That's sad. Yeah, no, outside of Jay-Z and Diddy, though, who's the king of rap? Five.
It's Drake.
Oh, I want to think about it. Outside Drake, take Drake out too.
Kendrick.
Take Kendrick and J. Cole out.
Oh,
he took out J. Cole. Man. That was my next one.
I literally was like,
that's
a
funner
take
question.
Diddy and Jay-Z out. And he was like, nigga. He
said, nigga.
Is this a trick question?
This nigga must not know.
All right, so take Diddy, Jay-Z, Drake, Kanye, Kendrick, and J. Cole.
Ooh.
Who's the best out of all of them?
No.
Who's the next?
Who will be the next up after that? So who will be seventh?
Shit. I think that's the race right now to see who's that, who's going to take the next spot.
No, I can't. There's a person.
There has to be
somebody I'm not thinking. There has to be. Damn,
this is weird.
Future? Chance,
boy.
He said, "Future Chance."
I don't know. I'm gonna go with, even though he ain't put out nothing in a minute, that he put out something like a year ago. I won't fucking with it. I'm gonna go with T.I.
What? And you laughed at me?
You said Future.
Future has been on fire since like 2009.
What was the last?
He has been on fire since
26 projects.
More than T.I.
You think Future has done more than
both T.I.? Those albums he dropped last year went gold to platinum. The ones he dropped week two. What has T.I. come out with recently?
I just said that. I said he hasn't dropped anything recently. I just said that.
But what was the last?
What's the question then? After who's the king, or who's the next hottest after those?
You said T.I.
When's the last thing Kanye dropped?
I wouldn't count Kanye in this conversation now. I haven't seen him or heard him.
Repeat the question then. Let me fully understand the question. Who is the king of rap aside from the names you mentioned?
If you had to choose anyone, who would be
The next best, what, accolades wise?
Yeah.
Okay.
In that case, then probably.
Yeah.
And you took Kanye out as well.
Kanye, he was six. It was Jay-Z, Diddy.
You gotta
Kanye.
Take M out then. He'd be the next one. I'm talking about just accolades.
Yeah. I took Kanye out.
No, M. It would be M.
I forgot all about.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you gotta take
that last album was trash, that's why.
They kicked him out already. I guess, yeah, T.I.
That's a, okay.
All right, so
who's,
fine.
The next, so no, who's the next most tenured or the accomplished?
T.I. fine. So we'll do the accomplished T.I. then. So who's the next king after those? And who will be the next person that's like killing?
Currently. Killing or the most accomplished?
Where is that the most accomplished? So it'll be T.I.
Yeah.
So killing? Outside of that, then we'll do killing because you guys look like I acted like I said something insane.
I think Bryson.
Boy, spoke some good. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking that.
I mean, you guys listen to music differently than I do. I take in more
but
music.
But rap.
So the. Who would you guys consider?
Bryce is not a rapper.
Yeah, he raps.
But he's not a rapper. No,
he's primarily a singer.
Yeah,
and Mike, like Chris Brown's not a rapper. He raps, but he sings.
That's because Chris Brown killed him.
But I've heard like Bryson to me. I've heard him rapping, and then he sang.
But he's primarily a singer.
Yeah, if that's the case, then Chris Brown be better than him too.
Yeah, Chris Brown's okay, like what about, album
Chris
did
Brown
better.
Count?
No,
he's a they
singer.
Sing.
Primarily sing. Primary singer.
All right, Busta Rhymes.
Wait, who's killing right now, though?
No one. There's no one.
I guess
one.
Future was killing.
You
last
killed.
Year.
You kicked
he's
everyone.
On, he's on his break
nah,
now.
He's been on hiatus.
Kicked everyone out.
It can't be just seven niggas killing like that. It can't be.
I mean, you wouldn't count Tory. I wouldn't count.
That's all. That's all you and Kev. That's what you would get.
The look on your face. Migos.
Oh, hands shit. Down. Fuck.
Yeah, it's them. Yes.
Damn, good job,
yes,
Kev.
Yes, yes,
not bad.
Yes.
Migos. Lego.
Yeah, Migos. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
That's like a collect.
That's
it's
it.
A cheat, but like,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they are. And Lil Boat.
Who else have I even listened to? I mean, Lil Uzi had his quick little run.
Yeah.
But I get, yeah, Migos is killing.
Yeah. Yeah, Migos.
Damn.
Damn.
That's the future. That shit sound crazy, right?
You gotta do something.
That's the future.
But Takeoff could rap. I think Offset could rap, too.
Offset could rap.
He can. I know Offset can rap.
Offset can rap.
Honcho, I don't know.
But that's the future, though.
I'm with that.
Yeah, while we're in our youth.
And while it's hip.
Don't be my future.
while it's hip.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You take away those seven, literally the Migos is popping.
Damn.
What about?
It's definitely somebody from the... Yeah.
It's definitely someone from the South.
Probably like the next five are from the South.
Yeah, hands I'm down.
Like, damn.
Yeah, think Migos, Lil Uzi Vert got fucking nominated for a Grammy.
Damn. He can say that now on a song. Yep. That's sad.
What albums are you guys most
anticipating?
Yeah, aside from Drake.
Damn. Kanye.
Okay, it's
J. Cole.
He's easy again, yeah.
Nah, I mean, Kanye, he said he's gonna drop this year.
Is it the Turbo?
He probably won't, but.
Nah, he. What do you mean, 2 years now? Actually, yeah, he don't gotta do nothing.
I'm gonna say, yeah.
He don't gotta do nothing. Yeah.
He got a nice extensive catalog. Yeah, he's out of that,
yeah. He don't have to do nothing.
You niggas don't deserve my art.
I hope he does.
Niggas don't deserve my art.
Chance don't got that luxury. It's been almost 2 years. He need to drop.
Cullen Book was 2016.
He need to drop. You're not a heavyweight yet.
Yeah. You need to drop. Trying to live off that one album forever.
Well, he got Camp. Camp did really well. The time, Camp.
What's Camp?
You know, Camp came out the same day. The same day, Take Care came out.
Like, not Childish. Were, Chance.
Oh, you talking about Chance? Why am I thinking you talking about Childish?
Like, this nigga dropped a deluxe album.
Yeah, no, Chance the rapper.
I don't see Chance.
He been slack. He been on a hiatus. It's been almost 2 years now.
Yeah, because he came out same year as Pablo. Mm. And Views.
What he doing? What he doing?
What he doing? Good cab, yo. Yeah, this old man for real.
What are you doing?
Boy, look at here.
You know what the thing about it is, like, there's so much rap, so many rappers and so much music out. Literally, like, if someone don't make something like every 3 months, you can easily forget about them. I'm sure there's a lot of rappers, like, people probably listen to the podcast and they're gonna be like, yo, y'all forget about this nigga and that person. And it's just like, right now my mind is drawing a complete blank.
Yeah. I think, though, if we said under the hottest, most accomplished, I think we named the hottest, most accomplished. Oh,
cool. Those are the easy ones. That's why we want to take the easy ones off the table.
I mean, you say something like a knot, but he haven't dropped in like 4 years.
Who?
Kept don't fix your lips.
What? He's accomplished. You said who? I ain't looking for it.
Wait, I dropped something 4 years ago?
Wasn't that who? Life is Good? Wasn't that his last album? Wasn't that like 4 years ago?
Yeah, that was.
But the one with the wedding dress? With the wedding dress?
That was way more than 4 years ago.
Oh, my bad. Five?
Come on.
Five?
Nah.
Five and a half. Hold on.
Nas a G, though. He dropped a song called Nas Album Done in 2016.
Life is Good came out in 2012.
Oh, my God.
4 years ago.
That was his last album?
6 years ago?
Yeah. I don't know if it was his last album, but. It won a Grammy?
No, nominated. I remember. He's like the highest tenured person that hasn't won a Grammy. I keep remembering that.
Yeah, that was his last album, 2012.
Damn. Wow. All right. My bad.
Yeah. Nas is a legend, obviously. Yeah. But there's a reason why he's not making music anymore.
He's on the business.
Keep selling them Bevel Blades, beloved.
And he's a sweet chick.
Yeah,
I know. My girl just told me about that other day, how she want to go there.
You never went?
It's been in years.
We should go to Soca.
Is it good?
Soca. You ever heard of Soca?
SoCo?
SoCo.
Where is it, in Brooklyn?
So good. The best mac and cheese in your life. It's probably close
Southern
to
Comfort. Is that what it stands for?
No. Southern Comfort is Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake has the ownership in that.
Oh, okay.
SoCo.
Where is
Put
it?
Put it in your Yelp. I'm pretty sure it's close to you.
Where is it?
It's like the end of Clinton Hill.
Don't put my business out here.
That's what I was saying. that's what I kept saying, close to you.
He said, who you mean?
I had these niggas run up on me.
Myrtle. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah, that might be close.
Yeah, they have the best red velvet pancakes and waffles.
Nah, the mac and cheese, bro.
The mac and cheese.
Why don't we go there?
God level, huh?
Why don't we go there?
They don't have unlimited brunch. We could.
Oh,
we
nah,
could.
Nah,
I'm just
nah,
saying.
Nah, nah,
we could.
Nah. I gotta go with a unlimited. Trying to forget a day. Forget a whole day. What happened Saturday?
Word. It's a blur.
Yo, that's crazy.
Word. Damn. Who we just talking about?
Who the most tenured Atlanta artist or Southern artist aside from him, because yeah, he definitely is.
Oh, okay, T, I got that shit on.
Does Outkast still count?
Ooh, that was a good one.
Edit this part in post. That was a good one. Oh my goodness, that was Outkast. Shit with conviction too.
You said that. I was like,
he said,
wait a minute.
Yeah. Ooh. Obviously, Outkast goes without saying. obviously.
Okay,
it's definitely Outkast without saying. But then T.I.
Gucci Mane.
Nah, it's T.I.
first.
Yeah.
Jeezy would come before Gucci
Mane. Yeah.
Yeah.
And T.I. definitely come before.
Why would you say that? Because how long they. T.I. has been around for a minute, right?
No. Well, it's just had more
accomplishments, album sales, talent. I think he's the best rapper. You could argue he's the best rapper. Aside from like Andre, like Jeezy can't rap with him. Gucci can't rap with him.
Sold over 25 million.
Oh no, I remember that Diamond album for one album, and then I had to shut up. Put some respect on it.
How many albums has T.I. sold?
T.I. at one point ran rap.
Yeah, he was the king.
He had the run before he got arrested the first time.
Yeah, with the King album
from
I Am My Beat.
From Top King. Back. To Paper Trail.
Yeah. Paper Trail. Then he got arrested and he made that Sorry song. And then he got arrested again.
The album after he got arrested.
Yeah, No Mercy.
Mercy was good.
It
was
good. No Mercy was good, but
the previous three were like.
It had Paper Trail. No push behind it, no promotion behind it. Yeah, that song with Drake on it.
Remember Swagger Like Us?
That was from
Paper Trail.
Paper Trail was fucking fire.
T.I. versus
T.I.P. I like that one.
Oh, man. Yeah, that one with Jay. Watch what you're saying. There was a lot on there. Yeah, man. He had that run.
Oops.
Yeah. But I don't know what his total album sales are, but.
No, Outkast is a.
I was just trying to see.
Oh, for T.I.?
If he outsold them.
Nah. One of the albums sold 10 million by itself. I think the Speaker Box one. Or it might have been Stan Konya. And they got like three classics under their belt.
They only got six albums, though.
I'm telling you, trust me.
How many albums does T.I. have?
Nine?
What you know?
He got Trap Music. I'm Serious. Which I don't know if really everyone heard. I'm Serious,
Trap Music. Urban Legend.
Damn, T.I. slacking.
Mm-hmm. King.
King.
T.I. versus T.I.P. Paper Trail. No Mercy. Paperwork.
Go ahead, Kev.
What's the one? Heavy is the Crown? Something like that.
Trouble Man.
Oh, I forgot about Trouble Man.
Smoking
beer. Yeah, got it. Oh yeah. Oh, that shit was fire. Damn.
Yeah, they definitely outsold this. I'm looking at his album sales. I don't have the total numbers, but he got 1, 2. So let's add them all up. Platinum, double platinum. That's 4. Platinum, 5. Mm-hmm. Double platinum. So 7. Gold. So.
Just the way you said that.
Conversation ended.
Yeah, but yeah, then after that,
Paper Trails came out 10 years ago.
Yeah, man.
2008.
That's like Jeezy and Gucci, like you said.
And that only went to double platinum.
Yeah. So they got one album that outsold his entire discography.
Yeah.
All right, so my bad to them. Yeah.
Outkast can, like, you can easily not think about them, though. Like, not saying it that kind of way, but it's not they're not the type of people you think about when you think about Atlanta rap.
Damn,
outside of that, that's what it is. Mm. What about Chicago, outside of Kanye?
Twist now.
Is that what
Common.
It is?
Common. Nah, is it?
Chief Keef?
Nah. Probably, nah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know Chicago scene.
It's Common.
Chicago rappers are like, outside of the drill music scene, you gotta actually know the rapper to know they're from Chicago.
I know more of the newer people than the old.
Yeah, because like the old people weren't really like,
proclaiming
they were from Chicago like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's true.
Vic Mensa is good. I think he's gonna be good in the future.
What about LA?
I was just gonna ask that.
Ooh.
The Game.
Nah, Kendrick.
You think outside he has more?
Okay. Huh? Do I think what?
The Game has more
album sales than Kendrick?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm talking I was thinking more street cred.
That's all he got.
Street
cred? That's all he got. And I mean that.
He's a hands down winner.
I mean
that
the utmost respect.
Oh, no, Dr. Dre.
I was going to say, does he count, though?
Nah. You got to take him out like he would take Jay out in New York.
New York, yeah.
Damn.
Aside from Kendrick, then probably Game.
Yeah.
And I like all his albums. He make 5 albums. And he used to have the album sales, too. I don't know about now.
I read
it. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot me, please. His albums are fire.
Damn.
Aside from him.
E-40, nigga.
I don't know what's going on in the Bay. That ain't my forte.
Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go. Like, this nigga. Yo. Damn. That's it. Hot Florida.
Oh, Ross.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Is the biggest in Florida? Ross is the man in Florida?
Of course.
Hands down.
Rose.
Tim McCallid.
Boss.
Nice.
After that, Trick Daddy. I don't know.
Kodak.
Oh, nah. You know who it is? Y'all ain't gonna think about
wait,
this
wait,
one.
Wait.
Flo Rida.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He actually is.
That nigga put up numbers.
Yeah.
International. He be doing the dance hall. Oh.
Pitbull.
Pitbull. Yeah.
Just a natural rapper. Ross.
Put on that suit so you never hear another ball from me again.
Yo, that he really did. Just switch up.
You never hear another ball again.
I could put on them slacks.
Got a vocalist? We out. Like, we out of here.
That's so true, though.
What about, I'm thinking of Louisiana.
Oh, that's Nelly. Come on now, Dirty.
He from Missouri, nigga.
Yeah, I couldn't even.
I thought you said St. Louis.
No.
I
think you said Louisiana.
Yo.
Who from Louisiana?
Lil Wayne.
Wayne?
Currency?
Nah, you.
Master P. All them boys.
Nah, it's Wayne.
He said Nelly. He said.
I wish you didn't record this.
He just slapped the table with it. That's Nelly. Dirty.
I thought you said St. Louis. I'm glad we recorded this.
Ain't nobody checking for St. Louis except who's from St. Louis? Nelly and
Chiggy.
Nelly. Dirty.
E-N-T.
Oh, we got.
Oh, shit. Oh.
You know, I asked my homeboy, he's 23. I asked him.
I forgot. The Southern. Ludacris.
But is he more accomplished than?
He like necking. You can argue he neck and neck with T.I. He above like but the Jeezys and the everybody else.
Musically, not acting. Like you're not. Are you?
Come on, album sales.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
After was it Red Light District? That's when I stopped listening.
Yeah. Before that.
Yeah.
Platinum. Yeah. Multi platinum.
Word of mouth was fucking.
Word of mouth. Chicken and beer.
Chicken and beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his first one? I forgot, but.
That's one with Southern Hospitality, or is that was?
Yeah, is that what it is? Yeah, that's what Ho on it.
Forgot.
Ho,
use all.
Ho. What was the one on Area Codes? Was the one on the Rush Hour soundtrack?
Yeah, 212.
No, he had hits for days.
I got
that shit was so crazy. Different.
What was
Area Codes?
Area.
Yo, that shit was creative.
Wait, wasn't it Nate Dogg?
Nate. Yeah. R.I.P. Damn. This nigga, I can't get over this Nelly shit. This nigga said,
Nelly, we all we got.
Damn.
I had asked my homeboy because he's 23. I was like, you ever heard of Tip Drill? He had no idea what Tip Drill was. I was like, damn, you young cats.
Should have asked my shake your tail feather. He might have known that one.
That song that is so fire.
Bad Boys 2.
Well.
With the eye paint on it.
With the band-aid. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Did he dance all over the fucking place?
As soon as he got out. Damn. That was a fire. That Bad Boy 2 album was pretty good, too. La La La.
Was that Jay? Oh, yeah.
The Bad Boys 2 soundtrack.
Oh, I never heard it.
You never heard it?
Mm-mm. I'm sure it's on Spotify.
A lot of Diddy and Loon. Remember Loon?
It's fucked up how Diddy did him. He a Muslim now, though.
You serious?
Mm-hmm. Or a 5%er or something like that. One of them things. I think they're the same thing. I'm not sure. Hate to sound ignorant.
Shout out to Loon.
What's another area? I guess St. Louis, but we know where it is now. This nigga Kev was adamant about that.
Apologies to Lil Wayne. Nelly. Damn.
Dirty. Alright, what about the second best out of Louisiana outside of the Wayne?
Tricky. I mean, wait, listen, I got this.
Or most accomplished.
Most Master P? Master P, I guess.
Yeah.
Him or Juvenile.
Ooh, Juve the Great.
I didn't know Master P was a basketball player at one point.
Yeah, he was a summer league player, NBA. Charlotte Hornets.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Played in the preseason, actually. Got made it.
Damn.
Had a 10-day contract.
It's like he's the only one to have a basketball contract, a rap contract, and like a business contract. Like some in the same career, like
yeah, he's really accomplished. What about what's another area I'm missing? I'm trying to think about Houston.
Oh,
that's half a Drake.
Mike Jones, Slim Thugger.
Ooh,
who we got?
Probably Slim Thug. I don't know. About
he's still doing it
like that.
UGK.
Ooh, they from Pimp C and
Texas.
Bun B.
You right? Yo, okay, Bun B. Then what about Memphis?
Drake. Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti. That's all. Yeah.
Yo Gotti. Right.
I'm gonna throw you guys far left. Juicy J.
Where's he from?
Yeah.
Memphis.
He's from Memphis.
Maybe. Yeah. He
3-6 Mafia.
I would agree with that.
And he's still
been
out
doing
here
it for like 20 plus years now.
He's still out here. He still make is his music is halfway decent too. It's not terrible.
What other neighbors? Philly.
Oh.
Meek Mill.
Nigga, hold on. Before we go into this, this is my movie. We was at Camp Party. And Terrence was going off.
Oh my God.
Yo. He was saying some wild shit. First of all, oh, hold on. All right, we good. I ain't seen a line. I was like, oh shit, I fucked something up. Been talking for free lately. But nah, how did that conversation even come up? Oh, he was saying
the song?
Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares. He don't name one Drake song that get the club hyper than that.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about?
So, we hold up.
It's like, how much longer do you have?
We started naming songs. And he was like,
name a song. Right?
He was like, y'all keep saying shit, but y'all not naming no songs.
I said, oh, we were doing his naming
song. Ryan named the same song like eight times. I was like,
y'all keep saying shit, but then y'all missed this one. He called me and my girl in the corner. He was like, yeah, y'all saying all this shit, but I'm telling you. I promise. So this is how he talking to us. Y'all saying all this shit, but I promise you, I used to be a DJ.
What? Really?
This nigga ain't never scratched a record in his life. So we all looking at him like, you gotta be drunk as fuck. I used to be a DJ, and when everyone's coming to my parties, I used to play Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares. The whole fucking party shut down. The whole party. And my girl, one of her friends, knows Terrence from college. They went to Temple together. He's like, yeah, she used to come to my parties, ask her. Like, he was going in.
Sounds like a dream and a nightmare.
Oh my God, it was so funny. And Mike was just sitting there like, yo, you ain't never been a DJ. What are you talking about? Boy, drunk as fuck. But that shit was funny. Name a Drake song. We naming mad songs.
Mad songs.
Y'all keep saying shit, but y'all ain't naming no songs.
He said, that is not going to get the crowd hype like Dreams and Nightmares.
That's what he said. Oh my God. That's
whose boy is that?
That shit was so funny.
That was funny.
But yeah, so Philly.
Will Smith.
Ooh. Ooh. Will Smith got a couple of. Sheesh.
He's the first time. Really first got, rap Grammy ever.
We really got two albums. The first two were the ones that really like sold well.
Nah, we can't count Will. He had two and then he left to do movies.
I mean, like, he came back. He had a
Switch.
Remember
when he went at Eminem?
I was just about to say he had a diss song.
Yeah, he had a diss song for Eminem.
I ain't never heard that.
Don't.
Because remember when Eminem dissed them?
Oh yeah.
He tried.
He tried to come for his
he
head.
He tried, yeah.
He tried.
That was I'm glad M spared him.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
Actually. Let him act, M. He don't know what he's doing.
Young M would have slaughtered him.
Oh, my goodness. What year was this? 02,
03? This was
02. This is prime. Oh, damn. God. You ain't want nothing with Marshall back then.
This was like Encore, right? Like Encore Marshall.
Marshall. So he was coming off of it, but you still ain't want nothing with Marshall.
Nah, this was Drug Marshall.
It's like how you didn't want to bother Jordan when you were playing on the court. You want, don't look at him in his eyes.
So Philly. Is it Meek already?
I guess. Who's it? Aside from that, it's like
Cassidy, and he's
Beanie Siegel, yeah.
Freeway.
That's the nigga with yo. Sorry, I keep going back to the story.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah,
he was saying, what was he saying? Something about the best rappers, best rappers of all time, or some shit like that from Philadelphia, and then he was talking about Meek Mill, and then we were like. Name some other people that he was like, you know, no, other rappers in Philadelphia that get that play, that get the club hype. That's what he said. That's what he was talking about. Damn. And we was like, all right, cool. We give you Meek Mill. Who else? He's like, what? They got Cassidy. They got Beanie Siegel. And we started laughing. He's like, all right. Well, then what? The Roots. And he was the Roots.
Are you forgetting one more?
What was the other one?
Memphis Bleak.
Memphis Bleak.
That's the one I'm waiting for.
He's even from Philly.
That's where the laughs came from. He said Memphis Bleak.
Yo.
All seriousness.
Oh, Memphis gosh, Bleak.
Shit. Hold the fort. I got to answer this. Go ahead.
Memphis Bleak.
Oh, God almighty. Damn, maybe we got to bring Terrence back on this.
He should come back on the podcast.
Have a nice little hip-hop discussion. I'm going to hit him up.
Yeah, because we need to know where he gets his information from.
Yeah, no, we're overdue. I'm going to definitely hit him up. Put something in the books for like next month or so.
Yeah, that sounds like...
Because he got an answer for these.
Yeah, it sounds like he'll be mad funny too, actually.
He got an answer. He loved that last Tribe Called Quest album too.
What was that?
What was that?
Is that the one with, it's like green, it's like a picture?
Don't ask me.
I don't know. Weren't they mad because they didn't... They weren't selected for a Grammy.
Yeah, Q-Tip was heated.
See, that's why you didn't get one, just because you thought you should have got one.
Terrence got some takes in him though. God, bringing me back now.
I have a question. What? Would the Grammys be different if More Life was in it?
Nah, it wouldn't. I don't think it would have got. Yeah, Kendrick or Jay was gonna in the hip hop categories, and then outside of hip hop. I don't really see him giving to him over like Bruno and stuff.
Bruno. So you think it was smart of him to just take it out? Yeah, that's true.
I'd be interested to see if he submits this next one that's coming.
You think he's gonna drop?
Yeah, this year, yeah, definitely.
He's on a roll so far.
Definitely, yeah. And you giving away $1 million? You got all these eyes on you? God's Plan just did like week six at number one.
Week
he definitely
six.
Gotta. That's a waste of heat.
Talking about Drake.
Oh, not surprised. I go away for 2 minutes, Drake.
I gotta get it now.
Drake on the menu.
Now we were saying we gotta get Terrence in here though. Cause you reminded me. Get all his musical takes.
Now we gotta get him in here and get him drunk. That's when the real Terrence
get
come
DJ
out.
Terrence out.
Boy, I'd be saying some wild shit.
Yeah, that shit was wild funny.
Memphis Bleak.
Memphis Bleak.
This nigga.
They want Drake song that gets energy. Give me one Drake song. Energy. You can't name me one Drake song.
Yo. We gotta have him come on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we
can get lit and just watch him lose his body. And have that shit right on video. Put it right on the Cool Now page.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh, man. Did we hit everything?
Yeah.
I think we did.
Struggle is real.
This was the ultimate struggle.
We
did it.
We made it. Got
it. Oh, man. As always, thank you for listening to the podcast, supporting the podcast. Make sure y'all rate, subscribe. I feel like you think it's my first time doing this. Make sure y'all rate. Make sure y'all rate, subscribe, like, share the podcast all over. Keep pushing the podcast. We can't grow without, you know, you guys' love and support. Make sure you check out the YouTube page. Check us out on SoundCloud, Pippa, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.
Pippin.
Is I finally Pippin? Got them all. It's the first time I ever got them all. Nah, make sure y'all keep supporting. Till next time, schooling out.
Stay hip.
Yes, nigga.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.